Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
Welcome to What The Bachelor!
We got a live studio audience tonight. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Literally so unprofessional, this one, guys.
You guys, this is our last
episode. And look at her. She hasn't
the
learned.
The final episode.
So many people, Nadia,
set their volume up.
What are we going to do?
Are you guys going to miss us? I think you are.
Oh, my God.
I already miss us.
What are we going to do?
We're so far apart. Don't you think, Megan, you should be a little closer
to
me?
So far away.
What do you think? I don't know. It don't matter.
Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
You guys, I hate Barbara. I hate her.
Burn the beast!
Yeah.
Burn the beast!
Hashtag down with Barb.
Usually down with Barb. Like, that sounds like it's good. Like, I'm
no,
like,
down.
Get
burn,
off
burn the
damn
Barb.
Island. Burn her. I can't. I feel so sad for her, for Peter's wife, because that's going to be just shitty. A whole shitty life that you're going to have to deal with that.
Yep. Ew. I'm thankful I have a nice, great mother-in-law, and you do too.
I mean, shout out to all the great moms of men and great mother-in-laws. If you are not a mother-in-law yet, watch Barb and know
do
not
the
to
opposite.
Be that.
Do
Don't do any of that.
Opposite.
She sucks.
Barb's the
big
worst.
Time.
She oh my sucks. Gosh. The moment they put her on screen, she did not look happy. So I thought, well, he didn't end up with Hannah Ann because she had a mean mug the whole dang time.
Hold on, let me go to my my notes, my journal, my diary. Dear diary. Okay. Oh, not that one. How do you feel about this last
Your
episode?
Your diary's falling apart, girl.
You can have that piece. So, hey, that's gonna be worth a lot of money one day.
Kelsey, I love Kelsey so much.
Bitch.
Okay, so he proposes to Hannah Ann. That's where we kind of start off the show. Mm-hmm. She looks beautiful. I would love that dress. She looks incredible. Her skin is so beautiful and silky.
Can we hold on. The ring
that he proposes, what? It's just incredible.
Can we please talk about before Hannah Ann is even mentored? Can we please talk about, though, they pan to Kelly. Why? I was thinking, he's going to pick her. It's Kelly, for
right.
sure.
They introduce Kelly in the audience, and then they say, here's Neil Lane.
Or Neil Diamond.
What?
Is that the inside? I don't know. It's fine.
No.
Like, round so cowboy. Okay, Brittany Evans says, if Peter and Madison don't work, Peter's going to be single for the rest of his life because Barbara just scared all the girls away. 100%.
Right.
Yes.
100%.
Also,
she
thank
sucks.
You, Brittany, for writing in, because this is an interactive show and we want you guys to write in. We want to hear from you. We want you to tell us how much you hate Barbara.
Please. And also, if you're local to the Greenville area, come be one of our studio audience members, like these lovely fellas.
Yeah.
Yes!
Lovely fellas.
Fellas! What a nice fella these guys are. You know?
Yeah, and guess what? We'll be back for Claire when she's the Bachelorette.
Are you so excited?
Hey, Jenna Jean, what are you writing?
What a fun name you have.
Hannah Ann was so fake. Who actually thought she was genuine? I didn't think she was genuine the whole time until the end.
Until tonight. Like, so yeah, you did say that her skin was like butter. And I feel like it's because she's still a fetus and still has her vernix. You know, newborns have that, like, coat of waxy material. She still has that on her, but her skin is still very intact. Has no time to wrinkle at all.
Someone from Instagram says, Maddie is not a fit for Pete.
Oh, I don't know. When I see them together, though, I feel like... I don't know. They really love each other, guys.
You guys, we're at 119 people watching. Love you
Judy
all.
Judy Hughes! Season finale, let's go out with a bang! Let's do this!
Okay, what I want to talk about right now is Chris Harrison coming to Peter and saying, she's not coming. I don't think she's coming.
What was that about?
That, Chris Harrison, you made that up.
Let's just go tell them. Like, she's not coming, and let's see what he says. Let's just do it.
Let's just juke Peter real quick. Like, she's not coming. Just joking.
Coming, not coming.
Guess what? She's on her way. They made that up. Man, the drama.
I know.
They just wanted Peter to react.
And I just feel like, how about whenever Peter was talking to Hannah Ann's dad, he was like this. I want to see, can I ask your daughter for her hand in marriage? Like, what was he doing?
It was awkward.
I don't know. If you have any insight, is that the new way the kids are doing it these days? I don't know how to FaceTime.
Is this how you do a TikTok?
Oh, like it takes at least, anybody above 30, it takes at least 4.5 hours to do a TikTok. Trust me, I know. I know that. Abby Mae Durst writes in, do you ladies feel like the breakup scene between Hannah Ann and Peter was contrived? What do you feel like? Those are big words. Contrived. Let me look in my dictionary real quick. Hold on. What does contrived mean?
Were you surprised even that he proposed to Hannah?
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't see that one coming.
He omitted some things. He was like, you're... Madison left a couple days ago. Like, he made it seem like he kind of made her leave, I feel like. And Hannah Ann was, like, in the proposal, and she was like, oh, wait, so did I win? I won! Where's my crown? Oh, my God, I'm so excited, I won!
She acted like she won something. She just wasn't genuine with the proposal.
Ugh. And I feel like it's because she's saying she really doesn't know what to do. And just with the proposal, do you guys feel that she was, like, she knew what was happening? I feel like she didn't know what was happening, and like her whole getup was fake, because it was like, you know, when pageant girls get crowned for the first time and they're like, did I just win? Oh my God, thank you. That's what she did.
That was how Hannah Ann won. She didn't win. Hey, Mary Wolf Morgan. What a tongue twister.
That's fun.
Girl, you are blessed. Barb is going to be a lonesome old woman, because if the look in Peter's eye says anything, she is going to be fed to the dolls.
I
feel bad for Peter's dad.
Did we see his face?
Man.
Every time they panned to Barb, he was like this.
His balls are so tucked tightly into her
they
Barb's
purse. They haven't even dropped. They haven't even dropped yet.
They're
guys.
In Barb's purse, like in a Ziploc, like zipped up in the purse. They're never getting out.
They're in a vacuum seal. That's what they are. God almighty.
So he proposes to Hannah Ann, and then they have this big breakup talk afterward, which is really confusing.
It was a really confusing breakup.
She kept saying, this has really been hard on us. What's been hard? I don't know.
She looked like she'd been through the ringer. The close-up angle on her, it was a very bad angle. She's like all laid up with the leg thrown over him. Her hair was so greasy. I was like, girl, I know that you probably didn't feel like getting ready today. Put some Batiste in that hair and something. And like, she like her hair shaved was her eyebrow
her hair was
something.
Greasy like she wasn't done up normal. I don't know.
Peter was saying he's like she's already let herself go.
Yeah,
man,
like I gotta get out of this. But her saying like this has been hard, and then Peter's like, I'm sorry I've been putting you through this. Like, what? Give us more. I want more. I want to know why.
My opinion of it all, I really feel like they were high school kids trying to act like adults, saying, like, I think this is what an adult would say, so let me say this. But it made no sense. Like, I was like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But every time they panned to friggin' Barbara when they were breaking up, Barbara's like, girl, I love you, girl, I love you. I hate my son. I'm kicking him out of the house.
Like, he done kicked out. They done adopted Hannah Ann. She done moved in.
Yeah,
he was out.
They got a daughter. They adopted her for
Plot twist, they're brother and sister. Michelle Grin says, the fact that Peter didn't tell Hannah Ann that she was his only option was shady. And I agree with that. He is his dad. He is his dad.
He's submissive.
Yep.
And he needs a powerful woman, which is Maddie. Ugh. I don't know. We'll talk about that
later.
We'll
talk about that later because I've got a lot to say about that. But, so, Christina Willis says, if she was seeing her man for the first time in months, could she have at least washed her hair? Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like, throw on a face. Like, if I am going to be like,
I want to look my best when I break up with someone.
I'm going to throw on a lash. I'm going to put on some glitter. I'm going to spray some perfume. I'm going to look my best.
That reminds me of my breakup in college.
Tell me.
My mom. Tell me. Highlighted my hair and my sister did my makeup.
Stop.
And
to break up with your boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, family, remember that?
Hey. Yep. Shout out to mom and sister for that.
And then I drove straight to college and broke up with him. But
that's fantastic.
I was afraid. I had the lights down. Tim, I didn't want him to think I looked too good.
And I'm out of here.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta look good.
You know.
Jenna Jean.
Thanks, Jenna Jean. Your name is fun to say. Barbara needs Jesus.
Yeah, she did not pray well enough. That's when when Hannah Ann was the answer.
I feel like she is gonna suck as a mother-in-law. And again, we'll get to Maddie, and I just feel like that's a perfect match if that's gonna be that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so where are we? Hannah Ann finally gets the balls to stand up to Peter and really stands up to him.
She was like, you're not a man. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I was proud of her. I guess that was like the first time that I've liked her this entire season.
I know.
Where she is like, you didn't love me the way I should have been loved and blah, 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 blah.
And she was like, or he comes up to her and he's like, I want to tell you something. She's like, you've never kept your word. Why should I listen now? I got a respect for her at this point because before she was so submissive and was like, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You can have sex with whomever you want to and I'll still be here. And I felt like she was like, you know what? Screw you. You didn't keep your word. So okay. Whatevs.
So, and then they show Hannah Ann like
holding hands.
What?
Oh,
leaving? Oh, yeah. That was weird.
They were like holding hands, leaving.
Leaving during the breakup, the setup breakup.
And
your hands look so purple. Are you okay? Are you warm enough?
I don't have enough oxygen.
Are you warm enough?
I don't have enough oxygen. You were freezing.
I know. This place is freezing. Where's my cardigan?
Oh my
hey,
gosh,
Jessica Yarbrough. Barbara thinks she is Jesus.
Oh.
She needs to take a page out of Kanye's book and realize that
Kanye loves Kanye
yeah, but Kanye found Jesus after he used to say he was God.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
true.
Moving on
but yes, and then whenever like they're holding hands walking out to the car and then all of a sudden it pans to Hannah Ann and once again she took like I feel like all these women take their acting classes from Disney and it was like get away, yeah, just go,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think that I need you anymore. Bye.
It was so dramatic and dumb.
I'll pass you a note in class. Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Hey, Pete.
Pete Marie.
I'd pay to watch a cage match between Barbara and Madison. This is the first male comment, and of course, it's about two women fighting.
You know, it would make that the best fight if you had a little Goebbels in there. You know, hey, Pete, what's up?
Herbal.
I know him personally. It's
fine. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know him.
Yeah.
Okay. I was so excited that a man was
Judd?
Writing it.
I just feel like this hair deserves its own Instagram.
Okay. Hair by Holly. Hey.
Would you know?
Did anybody else notice how drastically Hannah Ann, her age,
oh my God.
Like, what happened? I can't get my words out.
Just a little bit of extensions and some contour.
She got extensions and had a better makeup face. I don't know what.
But I don't know. She's beautiful. Like,
she is beautiful. But all of a sudden, she looked like she aged like a few years.
She wasn't 13.
No.
She was
became
21.
A woman on this show.
I'm a woman.
She got her period on this show. She became a woman.
She was menstruating. Brittany Evans writes in, she was literally shaming Madison for having standards. I know.
Our poor mom is going to watch this back and realize she's an idiot.
But she's not, though. I think she's sort of like, yeah.
I don't say that word lightly.
I don't think that she's going to see that. I think she's going to think, like, I rocked. So going back to Barb and her, she was like, I got a lot of love in my DMs. I was like, bitch, no, you didn't.
No.
You got lots of hate.
Guess what she's going to get tomorrow?
More hate.
Some dick pics.
Yeah. Of mine. I'm going to send her all of
mine. And everyone's going to say, hey, Barb, suck this. That's what's going to happen.
That's a good one.
Nobody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If anybody out there likes Barb, let me know.
Yeah, please. If you do, please go ahead and unfollow.
No, go ahead and sign up for the Bachelor Senior Edition.
Oh, yes! Oh, God. Brooke Baller writes in, watching Barb's face on screen all night was a season all its own.
Can Barbara get her own show?
No. Oh, my God.
I think they need to go on Jerry Springer. Like
That's what I felt like.
Yeah. There's a lot of family issues there that need to be solved. Dr. Phil. Maybe Dr. Phil.
I don't know. I can't stand her. I thought I liked her, and then whenever she was doing the dramatic, like, bring her home to us, I thought it was going to be something, like, substantial, and it literally was not. It was her manipulating her own son.
Yep. This entire season tricked me over and over and over again with the...
And it was still kind of lackluster. Like, did you feel?
Like, no, I mean, it was good. I expected more. I had so many theories. I thought he was going to end up with Kelly because she was in the audience alone, and she wasn't at the women's hall. I'm like, something fishy's going on. And I'm like, I have all these different theories. Kelly's pregnant, this and this. He ends up with the producer. Like, nothing. None of that. He just was like, hey, guess what? I called off the engagement to one girl, and I think I'm just going to date the other one.
Okay, so as a Bachelor newbie, I just felt like I was expecting more from this. I felt like the past couple episodes I was bored. I was like, what else is there to talk about? Peter doesn't know what the hell he wants. The girls are dramatic.
I can't believe we're still talking about it.
It's like beating a dead horse. Like, what else can we talk about? You guys have got to be sick and tired of watching us talk about literally the same shit, different smell every single episode. Like, that's how I feel.
Hey, Sadie Seymour saying maybe Hannah Ann could date Peter's brother.
That's what's going to happen.
That is what's going
to
happen.
That's what I would like to hear. That's what I'd like to see. Give me some more drama.
How mad, though, would Maddie be?
I'm okay with it, though. I'm okay with it. Christina Willis writes in, Peter's season was supposed to be so much better. As a Bachelor newbie, I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you don't know.
I thought it was going to be more, and I was like, is this what all the seasons are like? And everybody keeps saying, no, there are better seasons out there. They're going to be better.
Someone said that this is the worst Bachelor ever, and I disagree. Juan Pablo 100% is the worst Bachelor ever.
And that's the one with the new Bachelorette, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The new Bachelorette, Claire Crawley, was on Juan Pablo's season, and she is a strong, independent woman.
That don't need no man.
She walked, but she does need a man because she wouldn't be doing the show. So.
Michelle Grin writes in, this switcheroo has been done before on past seasons, but never with such disapproval from the fam. Not cool, fam.
Yeah, the
not
family.
Cool.
I know, this happens all the time. Jason Mesnick proposed and changed his mind exactly like he did, and then proposed to Molly on the after show exactly like this. It happened another time.
Ari,
yes.
I love how y'all know this. It's like all y'all are banded together. Y'all know, like, I got you, girl.
I think Ari, you're a true Bachelor Nation person.
Yeah,
you
we
know.
Got full of this you know tonight. And I love it. Yes, mm-hmm. Audience members are delivering tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
So guess what? Then Chris what Harrison then? Decides to drop the bomb on Madison.
She's sweet.
I'm gonna fly to Auburn and tell you something, Maddie.
What are you gonna tell?
Guess what?
What?
Peter got engaged.
Stop.
But he's not engaged anymore.
Do what?
Do what?
Do what?
So the engagement fails, and she's like this.
You pointed out that she got red and splotchy, and I was like, oh, shit,
well,
she
no,
did.
She got red and splotchy when Chris Harrison said, she said, "What? So what happened after I left?" And he said, he proposed. Mm-hmm. And the moment he said that, her skin got red and splotchy. I think she was just like, heartbroken. Like, no, I loved him. I shouldn't have left. I regret it.
Oh, my God, I'm 23.
But then he says, but the way you haven't stopped thinking about him, he also hasn't stopped thinking about you. Heather Gear.
Stop, no.
Chris is messy.
Well, so,
you? Are you, is you? Is your name Chris?
Girl, you messy. Your life is messy. Clean it up. Mm. But who was it that called him by his full name? Hi, Chris Harrison.
That was Hannah Ann.
Oh, my God.
When she got out of the limo.
So I'm like, can you please call me by my full name all the time? You are no longer allowed to call me Megan. It's Megan Eby, if you're nasty.
Chris Eby. Okay, so then Hannah Ann's very excited about possibly getting the chance to get back with Peter. And she said to him.
Madison, you said Hannah Ann.
Whatever, they're the same person.
Literally, they're the same person. They all look the same.
Yeah, whatever, dark hair. My mom can't tell them apart.
Neither can you.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Not at all. Literally, it's the same apple.
But Madison said, I'd take her back, I'd take him back in a heartbeat.
And guess what?
Hey, Nancy Ingerman.
You're doing good, girl.
The difference with Jason and Molly was he claimed what he wanted. Peter just said Chris Harrison do his work.
I don't know who Jason and Molly is.
Jason realized he made a mistake by proposing to, what's her name?
Melissa.
And then he gets back on the show and was like, I made a huge mistake. I can't stop thinking about Molly. I love her. I want to marry her. And
guys,
they're still married. And they have a daughter.
Are we ruining lives by doing this show?
Yes.
I feel like we are. Like, what is that? Like, you have to pick and you have to get married within 2 years. Or you lose the diamond. Oh, God, let's get married right now. Angel Samples
states, hey, baby girl.
Nobody works as hard as the Bachelor producers.
Nobody. They work harder than the devil. They work harder than the devil.
Nobody. Except I work harder.
Guess what I noticed?
What?
I don't think you noticed this.
What?
She's talking to Chris Harrison, and she's got green nails. And then she didn't jump right on a plane and go to Peter, because her nails were pink when she got to him. So homegirl had time to go get a manicure.
And clearly when she showed up on the show, somebody then told her about her damn eyelashes.
She got new eyelashes.
She got new eyelashes. She got new eyebrows. I was like,
somebody else did her makeup.
Makeup artist.
Yes.
Hey, makeup artist, good job on you because you fixed her. I was like, she looked great.
Lauren.
Lauren Winchester writes in, Madison deserves more than positivity. Hopefully she figures that out. Passivity. Not positivity. I'll learn how to read next season.
Put that back on the screen.
I'll learn how to read next season.
Lauren, you're too smart for Megan.
I don't know how to read. Hopefully by Claire, I'll figure it out. I'll get hooked on phonics. It's fine.
Hooked on phonics? Sylvan, go to Sylvan Learning.
Hey, Peter, can you get me a discount? Do you have a lifetime warranty since you were in a commercial? I don't know.
Okay. Hook me up. Does anybody know what Peter's mom said when Maddie walked out on stage?
She said a lot of shit.
She started whispering something to
the dad with no balls. Dad. That is the castrated father. He's like this.
But she whispered something, and I don't know if anybody can read lips.
Nancy Ingerman says, LOL, it's in Spanish, but I couldn't hear it.
What? Are you in South America, Nancy?
Oh, Pablo, Oh, my God.
Ask Nancy where she is.
She's in New York.
Oh. Why is she watching The Bachelor in Spanish?
I don't know what she
does. I just the whole part where they were doing, like, the little screen of Barbara and then Madison, I really thought negatively of Barbara because I'm like, you suck,
oh, really?
Barbara.
But there's part of me that doesn't trust those little inserts because at one point they were playing something on stage when I was on it and they had me pacing. They were like, hey, can we film you just pacing back and forth and like looking tense and nervous? And I was like, okay. And then they played that during a whole different thing. So I was like, producers, come on. I wasn't nervous at that point. Anyway,
hey,
who knows, but Barbara's mom was actually making all of those faces.
I think she was too, but also, What about this right here?
This is our beautiful logo for Pronk Studios. This is where we film our lovely podcast.
We couldn't do any of this without Pronk Studios. So thank you, Pronk Studios.
After the party is the after party.
I match this, guys. So.
And I match this, guys.
Hey, if you want to
have
your...
Are we just matching things? I love puppies.
I love Lamp.
This is a great show. Hope you're all enjoying it.
If you want your own podcast or Facebook live show, contact prompt.tv.
Yeah.
You can talk about...
Whatever you want.
Sports and Hannah Ann's mom.
You could be like us and just talk about balls.
Balls and wieners all the way.
In Boston. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Savannah Neighbors says, she said, too pink, talking about Maddie's pink outfit.
Oh,
I can't even. Barb, get out.
Too pink. No, that was a great dress. I loved it. I would wear it. It's not too pink.
There can never be too much
so
pink.
So she's just nitpicking. She's just finding something.
She's miserable. You're miserable in your own life.
Barb said her dress was too pink. I hope Madison just has five more just like it.
Well, I hope.
I love all you guys writing
in.
Because
thank
is
you
so great.
For citing. Like, I feel like we're saying when all of America is sinking, she sucks. Like, she literally is not a nice person, and she sucks. And I just love the fact that Madison is the one, the chosen one, because I feel like Barb's going to be cut out of Peter's life. I just felt like every time Barb was just running that mouth, Madison was just looking at Peter like, you do know this is the last time you're going to see her, right? Like, you do know, like, she's not going to be in our lives anymore after this.
Okay.
Barb, get it together.
One more thing.
One more thing.
Peter and Madison say they're going to take their relationship one day at a time. Were you guys expecting a proposal? Because I was.
I just feel so let down. And I think of The Bachelor, like, oh my God, you're going to get married. Like, wow, why isn't there a wedding happening right now at the finale?
Yeah, well, that was the original concept for the show. You were supposed to ghost this 6 weeks and then get engaged and married right at the end.
Ruining lives. No one
wanted to actually get married that fast.
Because you're ruining a life.
Hey, Pam, what's up? Pam Kennedy writes, I thought Mama looked at first like she was on Xanax and packing heat. # boy mom.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying you think like, Barbara has a wiener?
No, like... Oh. Is that what we're talking about?
Packing heat, how?
Like, I'm packing heat in my pants.
You think Barbara brought a gun into that place?
AKA meaning I have
What's
a penis.
What's happening?
Peter, okay. Well, no, so I Peter, get what you mean, because she literally looked at me, like, she looked like she, oh.
That means that everything's going to be okay.
But when you lose an earring?
That's good luck. I'm just gonna just stay this way. Anyway.
Hey, high class
show.
Hey,
can someone get me?
Crawl down here. Army crawl. Knees to chest. Knees to chest.
My earring.
I just want to see a rogue hand.
Anyway. Oh, look at this. Look at this staff. Where's the... Okay. Oh, what did I have to say? I had something about Barbara. You guys, this is what I want to discuss right now. This is what I want to discuss.
What else is this?
Barbara saying she had to wait 3 hours for Madison to come in and meet her because she didn't want to meet her. You guys, Barbara and the family already met Madison on their first date. I'm pissed. My earrings gotta go back in and then I'll be normal.
Can I talk to a manager? That's what I feel like when I look at Barbara. I'm like, Barbara, you suck. You're one of those ones that people hate. Nobody wants to deal with you at a restaurant because you're gonna send the shit back every damn time. I asked for ranch.
Okay, and
I got honey mustard.
Yeah.
I need a different nurse. Guess what, Barb? You're not getting your pain medicine on time if you're ever my patient.
Hey, Hannah. Hannah writes in and says, I wouldn't have given Barbara an apology. You waited 3 hours because her and Peter were trying to figure out their relationship.
Their relationship, not yours, Barbara.
Barbara is like, she didn't even apologize.
Ugh.
Ugh, Barbara. Ugh.
Barbara, you suck.
I can't say it more.
I can't even concentrate on the love that we're trying to have here on the What is the Bachelor, because my distaste
Barbara
for Barbara.
Barbara ruined the show
Barbara
for me.
Barbara ruined everything. God, you suck. look.
Barbara, give him room.
Like, and she got a shitty haircut. Way to get a shitty haircut and ruin the episode, Barbara.
Guess what, Barbara? I'm not a negative person, but you make me want to be one.
I am equally positive and negative, and you have taken up all of the negativity of me.
Does anybody think Barbara should have apologized? I mean, what's her name? Madison? Does anyone think Madison should have apologized to Barbara for making her wait?
If you say yes,
you are an overbearing mother.
And how about whenever Barbara was throwing Madison?
I have worked up a sweat because I hate Barbara so much.
Oh my God, I've got boob sweat. You're going to make my sticky boobs fall off. God almighty.
I wish Barb was watching this so she understood.
What is this? Hey, Fancy. Hey, here's your one chance, Fancy. Don't let me down.
Okay.
That's how I feel tonight. But, so, how about whenever Barb was just trash-talking Madison, just like, just running out the mouth, and then Madison was like, you know what? I understand that this is your son, and it's his time to find love, but it's also my time to find love, and I want to be able to choose Peter if I want to choose Peter. Like,
proud of you, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Stand up for yourself.
And Barbara just was like,
She's fuming. This is a really hard situation.
Peter is in between a rock and a hard place.
Yep.
Amber, Demat. Demat! I love how Madison took it all gracefully and refused to say anything bad about Barb. I know. Hey, when somebody goes low, you go high. And guess what? I don't give a shit because I'm there to go. Yes, queen! Yes, queen! I'm gonna go low on Barb all day long.
I do feel really bad for Madison though.
I know,
because this is hard, because she is going to have this battle for a very long time, and Peter always is gonna have to choose her if he's going to be with her.
By the way he looked at his mom the first time when she started crying and doing her bullshit, he was like, Mom, you gotta stop. Like, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. And then I wish he would have spoke up a little bit more, been a little bit more vocal, just to be like, hey, Mom, quit shit talking my future fiance because I'm gonna marry her. He spoke up like he gave a 3 out of 10, I felt like.
Yeah, he said, isn't me loving her enough?
Yeah, and I just felt like she kind of needs to be put in her place. Like, one good time at it, like a level 8 instead of a 3, I think she'd be like, fine. And she would come to it, but I feel like they're giving him too much power because the dad is also very submissive, and he was like, Dad, or like Chris Harrison was like, Dad, what do you think? And he was like, well,
and you saw Barbara's hands just squeezing his leg so hard, you better not say it.
Don't you embarrass me in front of live TV, you son of a bitch. Kristen Nefferton, honey, you better agree with me, or I'll tell Bachelor Nation, you have a needle dick. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh.
But he was a porn star. Maybe that was his name. I don't know,
the
needle
dad?
Dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ned the needle dick.
Is his name Ned? No.
It's Ned. Ned Weber.
No.
That sounds right.
I think it does sound right. Let's just go with it.
Hey, Ned, if it's wrong, Ned, I don't want to be right.
Ned and Barbara.
Pam Kennedy writes in, we'll all read in People next month that Barbara and Chad are, oh, is that his name? Chad the dad?
Oh, yeah, Chad the dad.
There's two Chad.
Wait.
Oh, Chad. Madison's Chad the dad. Like, are we talking about Auburn Chad, I'm assuming? Taking some time apart.
No. They're talking about Peter's parents. Oh, is Peter's dad named Chad as well?
Is that his name?
No. Peter's dad is named Peter.
Yeah, that's why he goes by Pete the Pilot.
Oh.
Okay,
so maybe
Pam,
she meant
you
Pete.
Didn't mean Chad. You meant...
We don't know. We're
Peter
just assuming things
Peter
at this
Senior.
Point.
He is going to watch this back and be like, wow, my wife's a bitch.
I feel like he already knows it. I feel like he already knows that.
I'm sure he does. He has no control over his entire life.
Nothing. I just felt
maybe
so sad.
Maybe we should make Peter Senior the new Bachelor. Hey, Mom, would you date him?
Oh, can we talk about that or no? Can we talk about that?
I don't know. Look, speaking of, my mom just wrote in. I think Peter will still be able to live at home.
He not get kicked out. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Hannah Ann's in the basement, not him.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Ann moved in.
Can we talk about you?
Guess what, guys? My mom has an interview with The Bachelor.
That's my
senior
aunt.
Edition.
That's my aunt. I can't wait. Because can you believe The parody videos. It's literally the same person.
I really hope my mom's boyfriend isn't watching right now and he finds out that she's about to go on a dating show.
I wish you could see her mom because they are the same person. And the parody videos got them on lock. I can't wait.
And guess what? Claire's season next year? I mean this year in this a couple year, weeks. Probably going to start filming soon, right? You guys are sure are going to miss us while we're gone. But when we come back, we get to play a lot of men.
Yes. I can't wait. I have enough chest hair to make it up, so it's fine. Donna Ward writes in, just saw a post that Madison will always be in Barb and Peter's senior's vow renewal photos. Bitch. But it wasn't a real vow renewal. I feel like it was for show. I feel like they're not going to have it. They're all taken with a Kodak.
What I don't understand, I don't understand this because when you see someone multiple times, you feel like you like them more.
They had a connection. She was there at a very thing. Madison met the
whole family at the beginning of the season. So you would think they would be excited to see her again, and they weren't.
Because she made us wait 3 hours. Because she didn't have sex with your son in the fantasy suite. Is that why you're pissed?
You wanted her to compromise.
Did you want
to
have sex with your son in the fantasy suite? Is that why you're pissed?
It seems like it. Barb, you pervert.
Have you ever read the Oedipus complex thing? Like Oedipus Rex?
No, we've just got comments flying in left and right.
Flying in, guys. Left and right.
But this one's from Charlie.
Charlie Mills writes in, his mom is crazy. I mean, who does not want their child to better themselves and not do the right thing? And do the right thing. No, I totally agree with you. She's crazy. Because I felt like Hannah Ann was so passive and so submissive in the way she was like, yeah, absolutely, you can do whatever you want, Peter, and was just passive. And then Madison had morals. Madison was like, I'm not going to do that because that's not in my beliefs. She didn't like that. That was like, that's not a daughter-in-law I can control.
I wish I were a fly on the wall when you met your mother-in-law.
She loved me.
Mm-hmm.
From day one.
My bit.
100%.
There we go, Karen Rice. Why wasn't Madison's parents invited to the live show? Yeah, where were they?
Chad, the dad, we love you. Where was he? I wanted to just see him one time. I'd be like, hey, Chad.
I wonder what.
I've done you before.
I would love to know what her parents think about this whole thing. Like, if they're supportive on... I bet you they're not supportive.
I feel like they might be, and I just feel like they're probably thinking the whole
time, they're supportive of her.
We are going to be the best grandparents in the world because we're going to be allowed into that hospital room, but we're going to be the ones babysitting that baby, not Barb.
Guess who's pissed right now?
Who?
Hannah Ann's dad.
Ranger Rick
got the hey, can I marry your daughter? And then it was retracted.
Uh-huh. God almighty. Hannah Merck states, Barb was so excited when he slept with Hannah B 4 times in one night, but so upset when Madison wouldn't, it's the box, 2 boxes. Her priorities are mixed up. Oh, when Madison would not sleep, her priorities, yes. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's awkward. Like, you'd be excited for your son to have sex.
She's cheering on that her son was having sex all over the place, and now she's like, I don't like this girl that won't sleep with you. Weirdo mom.
I know.
She's got cameras in Peter's room and watches him sleep.
That's what I'm saying. It's Oedipus. Like, do you not remember reading that in high school? Like, where, like, the mom sleeps with the son, and it's just really awkward.
I hope this episode is a PSA for all mothers out there that have sons.
Don't be a shitty mother-in-law.
Don't do this to your children.
God almighty.
Okay.
You're just...
I'm sick of this show.
Jenna Jean, your name is just really fun to say.
Jenna Jean. Barb is scared of Madison changing Peter. I know, but... She's only going to change him for the good. I feel so bad. He's going to church now.
Oh, my God. He's going to have good values and good morals now.
Oh, my God. He prays with her. How dare they? Oh, God. Barbara.
Pass me to the manager.
I'm praying for Barbara tonight in my prayers.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Sure. I'm just cussing Barbara in my prayers.
Barbara is asking for a manager right now somewhere.
Literally. She's pissed off about her burger not being cooked.
She's at the Outback.
My blooming onion.
I have to wait in the Outback for 3 hours.
3 hours. Do they not know who I am? I'm Barbara Weber.
Barbara has an Instagram. Oh, yeah, because she's getting DMs.
Sweet nothings whispered into her ear. Barbara, I'm going to tell you right now, it's about to go down. Nobody likes you in America.
I'm going to go read all the comments on Barbara's Instagram.
Can't wait.
Tonight.
She's probably one of those ones that, whenever she FaceTimes, it's only like this much of her face showing. Like, how do I do this? Can you see me?
Is the light on?
Is the light on? Did it click? Hey. Did it click? How do I work this? Why can't I zoom in?
Peter, come help me!
Peter, you're downstairs in the basement!
Stop playing your video games and help your mama!
Quit masturbating, I know you are! Do you need a hand?
You need a hand!
I swear to God, I can't even with this Barbara.
Okay, like I said, I can't handle any more of this show.
Hey, can you handle more of us next season? Let us know below. Do you want us to come back, audience?
Do you want us to come back? Do you want us like Barbara wants Peter? Do you want us?
That's not awkward.
Like, are you ladies coming back for the new Bachelor show? Hey, are we?
Are we?
I sure hope so. I don't know if this production company can handle any more of us.
Oh yeah. We're going every day.
Woo! Oh, but we do have a special video that we're going to make. It'll come out next week. Let's do that. Surprise for you guys in the off season.
It's not porn, I promise.
It might be.
It might be, I don't know.
Surprise!
Surprise!
But I am really excited for Claire coming up.
I can't wait.
I think she's going to be a great bachelorette.
I feel like it's a season for independent women.
Yeah.
That know what they want.
There better be some good men on there that I can dress up as.
Yeah.
We better get to that wig shop.
Hey, my wig collection is going to be phenomenal.
I'm hanging my wigs all over the walls like Moira Rose.
Bebe.
Okay, guys.
In the comments below, I want you to let us know what you want to see more of next season for The Bachelorette. Let us know what else could we change. What could we do better? We want to benefit you because we appreciate you watching and we want more watchers because we love you so much.
Yes. Yeah. So remember also to share this video.
Tell
all your friends. You can also go on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to our podcast. You can listen to us while we drive. We'll be with you.
I
mess that up all the time. Whatever.
Guess what? We're on Instagram as well, at What The Bachelor. Please follow us on Instagram.
Because there is where you can see all of our spoof videos.
And Facebook at whatthebachelor.com.
Yeah. You guys.
Facebook.com/whatthebachelor.
Thanks to Prompt.tv and Prompt Studios for this wonderful, fabulous, great podcast.
And guys, can we please talk about how amazing my co-host looks? I mean.
Who? Me? No,
girl.
You. What a beat. What?
Hey. How amazing do we look? Are we?
We love you guys.